We're holding before the Tkufa of Yemei Nisan. Yemei Nisan have special milas of the Geula, of the Yomim, where a person could become close to Hashem. The Yisaydech de Emune is Lomantisko Refim Teischo Meretz Mitzrayim. It's bad, and Nisgov Dika days that a person could connect the Emune. Klai Yisrael have all different tkufas. They have Rosh Hashanah, the tkufas Adin. A person has Chanukah, a person has Purim. And Yemei Pesach, the Yemei of the Geula, these are the Yomim that a person really connects to Emunah and Boira Olam. Chayev Kol Odom, Lirois Atzmoi, Keilu Hu Atzmoi, Yotza Mimitzrayim, this is from one hand, these are the yomim that we're coming to. And a person has to make a achone. If a person doesn't make a achone, and he doesn't prepare himself, especially to these yomim nizgovim, so the yomim pass, and a person could not take nothing out of them. And if a person prepares himself with the emesse achone to Pesach, he could come to Nisgav Dike Madregas. But Be'etzem, this Yomim from Pesach, Achal Mamash and Tisvov Benisa, in the hearts of Ben Azman, like in the Spitz. After Pesach already, it's really shen. I thought soon this man is starting. You know, you stopped to enjoy the vacation. You know, this man is already starting. You know, this is mamish. The sea of Ben Azmanim is Lel HaSeida, first night. This is like the middle of Ben Azmanim. So, Be'etzem, I want to speak a little bit about Ben Azmanim. And duch them, efshar to come to the Avoida. Of the Achonah LePesach, Chazal, Yemei Nisan already. The Gemara in Bebrachos, in Daf Lamed Hei, Amud Beis, the Ma'aseh of the Gemara brings down already that in Rabbis Bismedrash, Rabbi told the Talmidim not to come Chodesh Nisan for different reasons. But the Ma'aseh, the Ben Azmanim already started already. Bimei Rabbis Shteit, as Ben Azmanim was in Chodesh Nisan. For sure, Yemei Ben Azmanim have a big mile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Odom that we sleep by night. Why we sleep by night? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made that a person will have a koyach. I'm a zogar, Hashem doesn't want to give us so much time. So make us to live a little bit less, 50 years, learn and die. Yeah, why sleep and wake up and sleep and wake up and get tired? Well, who needs it? Afternoon, you have to rest here. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give people kriches to work in themselves to sleep less. This is one side. So the Iker Avodah is starting to take off from the sleep. Because if not, if a person has to sleep how much he needs, so why Hashem made it? Don't sleep, but just learn straight. It says Mevur in Sforim that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person has a krech of ischachos. This is the way Hashem gave a person. Without that, a person would never manage. Every day is a separate day. He's in a bad mood, he wakes up, he has a good day. This day didn't go, that's the day goes. Luyitzur will be one big day. Hashem will scare that a person will get a bad day. The bad day could have been for half a year, a bad day. So Hashem divided it. And this is the Kriach Ben Azmanim in Tzadechot. Yeah, start again. Start again. This is the Maile Ben Azman. This Maile person rests. And he has a Kriach of his Chachos. It could be it's a big Maile. But the Chisoron of Ben Azmanim is, the Chush of Ben Azmanim is that when a person has a Afsoke, he has to start all over from the beginning. There's no hemshech to what he had before. Look, so a person has a afsoke and he starts he has to start the whole thing that challah. A whole new hamshach. No shaykh is to before. This is the chisaron of ben azman. I want to be masbir hashtik. The famous word of Chaim Shmulevitz, Rabbi Akiva went to learn Torah. He learned for 12 years. And he came back. And he came back. He got permission for 12 years. And he left his wife, Abba Oretz. And he became back at Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Akiva. And outside the door, you heard someone telling her, "You see, he left you." And she said, "If he is listening to me, he would stay for another 12 years." So he turned back and he went for another 12 years to learn. And he became back, Rabbi Akiva, like the Chaim Shmulevitz. He was already home. So knock on the door, tell your wife, "Hello, I really appreciate it. You sent me to learn. It was worth it. I'm coming to plan. See you another 12 years again." Why did he knock on the door? And we have to understand, Rabbi Akiva is given Abba Oretz. It's not that he would come home, he would take a cup of coffee and read a newspaper, yeah? Even when he spoke to his wife, Rabbi Akiva, doyesh kolkutzi shel yud tilei tilim shel alochas. Tilei tilim shel alochas, v'koyshel ksorim. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. 12 and 12 is not 24. I'm a kibbutz, but we're not speaking 12 a month chodesh Nisan, going to here, going to there, machen dos, and then coming back. Rabbi Akiva said hello to his wife. But other lechaveiroi, who said, "My uncle came. I have to go to his chasanah. My uncle is doing a shirah brachas. Oy oy oy." When Rabbi Akiva owes his wife more from what you owe to your uncle or to your second cousin, to your fifth cousin, yeah? Or to someone that maybe is your cousin. But what's coming to us? It's not Mishmah, my friends are going. You know. I knew him from Yeshiva, he needed a stick of chizuk, to shmuz. Rabbi Akiva's wife also needed that. But Rabbi Akiva knows. Even if it's doing L'shem Shamayim, it's not the same. It's not the same. Will never be the same. So he went back. A person learned during a whole zman. Everyone got to what he got. Some got very far. And some didn't get very far. But they got what they got. They got to the place that they got. Comes a ben hazman. So a person stops. He needs a rest. And he starts again. Next month, he starts again. No shaykhis to before. He loses everything what he did. He doesn't stop. His mamshich. He connects the next month to this month. It's one big zman. But if he stops, "I need a break. I need." What do you need? People have a question. How Reb Chaim Kanievsky became Reb Chaim Kanievsky? How Rabbi Akiva Eiger became Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Chazanish. So much volume of Chazanish. I mean, the question was, if you try to copy the words of the Chazanish, you'll die before you manage to copy all the words. Especially if you do it with a pen or on a computer, yeah? And the Chazanish, and he also learned, and he was also God Lador, and he also lost all of the stuff. I think when he was 40, he started everything again. So, Reb Moshe said, "Only just copy the Dibros Moshe." Yeah? So, what Dibros Moshe, Igros Moshe, to learn 200 times Shas, to knock out Atere Kulo, to be the Poise of Gadol? Well, what is that? The Teretz says, it's in a Pomol. When a person learns Torah, a person learns an hour. So an hour of learning, as I state, someone showed me the Meiri. Meiri says it. That if a person learns an hour, and then he learns 2 hours, So it's not the pshat that in the second hour he's learning a second hour. The second hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him siyata dishmaya double. It's 2 hours. So the second hour is like two. When he learns the third hour, it's not the pshat that he's learning the 2 hours. It's double again. So the third hour is 4 hours. When he learns the fourth hour, it's not another, it's 8 hours. When he learns 5 hours, it's 16. When he learns 6 hours, it's 32. And when he learns 7 hours, it's 64. And he comes to 8 hours, it's 128 hours. This is 1 8 hours. So a person that learns an hour and relaxes, yeah, goes to buy a vapor up the steps, yeah? Then the next hour he goes downstairs to check if the elevator is working, yeah? Then the next hour he wants to check, you know, if you go off on this side or that side, if it's the same or not, the space is, yeah? So maybe during the morning he managed to learn 8 hours. Reb Chaim Kanievsky learned at that time 128 hours. So there's no proportion to it. Then if you add echot betzal, yoisul memer shaloi betzal. Then even the day that the Shema says, guy, that guy, when he's not feeling good, when he's not around, yeah? He's not in the mood, so he's not in the smetish, yeah? He's not in the mood. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when he has a hard day, he learns. So echot betzal, yoisul memer shaloi betzal. So that day, Reb Chaim has 128 hundredths of hours. Yeah? It's not normal. Now what happens? Seder. We, when the day finishes, we relax. So, tomorrow we start again. He doesn't stop. Chofetz Chaim explains, and Moses says that one of the Amiroyim, the Malach HaMoros wanted to kill him. Moses looked at him, two blade shots, Magus and Shabbos. The Moses Magus says that the Malach HaMoros wanted to kill him, but he couldn't because he didn't stop learning. So the Malach HaMoros stand outside at the Arz of the Berav, Poka Arz of the Berav, he looks up and says, fuck the Chofetz Chaim, he didn't go to the bathroom. Kill him in the bathroom. What? He didn't stop to learn. Make him to me to the bathroom. When the Malach HaMoros could make him to sneeze. He said, no, it's so the Chayosh Mulevi, as like the Chofetz Chaim on the table, when someone is learning, call his man, and he needs to the bathroom, don't say he's vital there. So shtag the Malach HaMoros can't kill you. When you look outside, stop in the wood, and a worker that's measuring, you want to see what he's measuring exactly, that's how he's going to learn. But if you're mafsik, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky is not mafsik. So the other day, in the first hour, it becomes 200. So when Reb Chaim Kanievsky opens the Gemara today, it's millions of hours. That's how the science, say like this is in science today. That if you know when you have an earthquake, the world, Hamabit L'Oretz V'Tirat, yeah? So they have a ladder, they call it Richter, yeah? So if you know how it goes, somebody say, here was 5, here was 5.2. So you think for 7, everyone dies, yeah? 8, 9, so what is 9? One more connect, yeah? But if you understand how it goes, 8.1 is exactly double from 8. 8.2 is double from 8.1. As they gave us. So you ask the kasha, so why did they make such a modern ladder, yeah? What's the pshat? I'm not such a maybe, but that's what people explain to me. That as bullet is, it's not that it's really double. The etzem, the move is only a little bit more. But the power of every move, when it doubles itself, it gives a double kayach. You're right, the move is one more point. One more point, doubling that point plus another dot, is exactly double. And every one more point doubles. As I gave us. Everyone knows when something falls very quick. Every minute that it falls, it doubles the weight. If there's after, got me a crash. Something is wrong very quick. Every one more, it doubles itself a while. As I gave us. As I gave us in Tehreich. This is the Mitzvah. So man said, this is the Shmuz. Fallible. And the same thing, everything is in proportion. We have a Hefsek, but not such a stark Hefsek. Then there's a weekend. Again, we stop. We have to start again. Chayim doesn't stop in the weekend. Then we have a ben azmani. So what I'm saying is like this. When a person doesn't mafsik ben azmani, he has to understand his aliyah in ruchnius, every zman goes weiter. If he's mafsik, he could come next month and learn and know every gemara. Mamash choshem abacher will be next month. Starting from scratch. He will know. He will know very good gittin. Maybe get. Maybe come. Maybe basel. He will learn the upward, the daf. Chmeis nishach a plan. He will know it. He will not become Adam Gadol because he had a hefsik. So the person has to understand when he's mafsik ben azmanim. The hashchosa that he does to himself is that everything when he took this man, even if it's holes, but it's a man. Instead of taking this, what it is, to the next man, he stopped it. The more that he connects it, is mamshuk to the next man. This is the mitzvah. Now, what is the eitzah? I like Alamot to say lemaisim. Dibro Teiro Kenegid Yitzchol. Person has to know me. Dibro Teiro El Kenegid Yitzchol. What is the way? What is the tzur? When the Zmanim comes, so a person has to have three plans for the Zmanim. One plan, a person has to be Kabbalah on himself. I know it sounds. Every day, not to learn less from an hour. I know the Gedolim say 4 hours, 6 hours, if it's Gedolim. So, you do that also. But first to make Kabbalah on yourself, Choyk v'lo yavo, that will not be a day without an hour of learning. The day that we're traveling, the day that you're arriving, Erev Pesach, Leila Seder, you finish davening 12 o'clock, the Suda was till 3 o'clock, it doesn't make a difference. An hour, if you're a Choshev guy, maybe 2 hours, forget, don't be Kabbalah 7 hours. It's a whole thousand hours, Mekabal 7. And he knows maybe the first day of his man, he will not do 7. Remember, it's an hour chok v'layav. It means that even if I come home and it's 3 o'clock by night and I didn't learn, I put my feet in cold water and I learned for an hour. And if it didn't happen, the day after it, I learned 2 hours. I don't push it off. I don't go to a trip if I know that I can't learn 2 hours. Chok v'layav. Every day, Friday, Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Motzei Pesach. Choyt me lo yav. Choyt me lo yav. A person feels so good after. Not every person that has many passes, he has all his good plans. This is the aleph bet. When a person has such a aleph bet, the derech klal, he stays connected to Torah, and then he manages to learn much more. Much more. This is the mitzvah. Because he's connected. It's no hefsek. You can see, during this man, a person can learn so much hours, but after an hour, that's chumash sugar. Because he's out of it. He stopped the connection. He stopped the stream. We'll go a step further. This is one plan. The second plan, a person has to know what he's going to learn by this man. The Yitzhak has a gewaltic cloud. No problem. An hour, for sure. 10. I want to learn. Yeah, the Seder. Yeah, you come to a shul. You see these guys. You know, if you see a guy going around, yeah, looking for a sefer to open, you know this guy is a shvachi guy. Yeah, and then he finds a sheet on a tere. You know, no. He comes 5 days before davening to shul. He doesn't have what to do. He doesn't have what to do. Yeah, he looks around. You know, well, it's good as a story in Chabad inside. It's a story you could read. Yeah, he's looking for what to do. Is it here? If a person doesn't plan what he's learning, Ben Azmanim, this is the Yitzhak's Eitz. Yeah, for sure, I learn every day. No? What? Yeah, the Seder. I'll learn. I'll finish the Chazar Bobas. You motivated just to read a little bit of Basra? No, it's not called Chazar. A person has to know his concerns. Make a plan. What is interesting you to Chazar Ben Azmanim? You want the Chazar Megillah that you learn now? Chazar Megillah. You want the Chazar Bar Basra? You think you could Chazar Ashutfim? If I care to learn the whole Ashutfim till the end, like this, the end you don't have, but like this, the Yachmi learn Kiyas, Cheskis, you'll have the first 50 blocks. Every person has a different plan. So yeah, he likes Marcus, Chazar Marcus again. But to make a plan, move it. So every time. When is the hour you plan to learn? No, I will learn an hour. When? Decide now. when it works out for you better. After Shachris, you buy a bagel near the store, near the shul, to sit there for an hour, or after breakfast. Oh, you don't know. Muni is not your time. Shachris, you know. You like to connect Shachris to Mincha, you're more back to Halach. You know it's not my mindset. Don't fool yourself. Okay, Mincha Ma'arid, I know every time I can go to Frankel, or Davin. Mincha, stay there for an hour, Davin. Gesundheit. He has a good plan. Although, you know, it's not me by day, it's never. The mindset by night, he's a night person, you know? Some people, you know, by night they wake up. So, from 9 to 10, he knows he has a chavrus. Some people forget, by night he knows Alamol against this. But a person has to decide. I'm not saying that it's choyk v'leyabe, chas v'sholem, one day it didn't work out. But if he doesn't decide on now when he's planning to learn, it's a whole smaller for him. So again, the first thing is, he's kiver, that is the amount of time, then he will learn more maybe. He wants the chazah of a master. She says, this hour I'll chazah the first day. I'm glad to be a better guy. You know, then after that I'll chazah also, I hope within 2 hours a day, so maybe I'll manage even chutz from the first day, I'll manage the chazah cheskos also. Say that. But he has a plan, for sure what he has what to do that hour, and he will not get bored in the middle. Then, what is chazah? The amount of time that for sure is chazah, what is chazah, and when is chazah. Then, person has to know, he could learn himself and he's a chavrus. He has to know. Imagine what happens when he learns himself. He falls asleep. Or not. If he sees he falls asleep, he makes a chavrus. Now, a lot of times, some guys know, some chavrus are not lemaisik. So I know Moshe, when I make up a chavrus, I have a backing plan, I call it. That was when I decided to chaza a shutfim. But I know my chavrus is l'shlish l'reviya, yeah? 1 day yes, 2 days not. So I know such a chavrus, what will happen? Shabbos, he goes away. Yom Tov, he's going to there. So what will be that day? What else? Then on Moshe, he comes late. So when he comes, well, I start to learn, then I have to learn again with him. So till he comes, I look for the Chabad paper, yeah? So what do you do? So the chokhmah is, he makes a plan to do tuzach. I said, Anna, but learning is not a Klumenstein, Mikro Mechotago, and Sukkot is Zimra, and so on. But no, learning means sitting and learning, Mishkan Anna Zach. We decide, Lama Zogim, like a guy says, you know what, I will learn Mishnayos. That's a Chashi. So, I want to learn Lama Zogim, and Chosei Lama Yot. And I said, some people don't have a Gishmak, and the guy is a Gishmak. So he comes to his Chavruz, what he's not doing, he learns Mishnayos. So it works out. Never to decide to learn one thing and with chavrusa, because then it's all decided. Even if you vanished out, you know, if you decide you're in a good vibe, hour you'll be there every day, but you will get the chavrusa. You'll have a stomach ache, you'll have a headache, and now you start. One day is not good. What do you do? Tomorrow you want the chaz, you lose the whole gishmak. Like if you're learning something else, you hope that some days he doesn't come. At least you can have it right. Also, I'm telling you, this is the ace. Of them stating, Mr. Shorim, a person is mechuyev lechabel tachbulas. This is Avodas Hashem. This is our mistake. You know, when you take an airport, you fly, it's connecting flight, everything is, you know how to be against Mandaoma, that if this doesn't work out, to get that card, this point, everything you know how to organize, yeah? Comes to learning, you have a say. But I say, right, so. Lama Zog, you go away for Shabbos. You take your Gemara with you. People go away for Tzfas. I was never there, but I'm a Kohen. But sometimes a person goes to Tzfas. He's hoping. Avada, he will learn from Lama Zachati Bobi Basra. Well, Roske Meton, everyone learned Bobi Basra this man. So he comes to Shul. And even when he finds the Gemara, the daft that he's holding, the Derech Tzfas, the Chazokah is missing. Yeah? And that Klal Alamon. But now I have to do I don't know what the second is learning. But the Basra is every time missing. Yeah? And my Shul is terrible. The Basra is every time the one that I take is missing, pulling that daft. And it's not every time someone else puts back the daft, because but every time it's missing. You go with your Gemara. You go away for 2-3 days. I say Alamon, but not, you know, you see a lot of times in the prayer, a lot of people, they go with the Gemaras, they take these small Gemaras with them. Yeah, Alamon, I'm embarrassed in the play. You sit in the play, all the business people, they take up, you know, the big laptops, you know, they take off. Don't take the Palm Pilot. Oh, nice. They should, like, you know, a little Palm Pilot for a Basra. I may hand luggage, you take Oiz V'Hadol. Oiz V'Hadol. Why the businessman could take his laptop in, and he doesn't say it's heavy. But the yeshiva man, small meaning, chas v'sholem, no, will not be too heavy. You take off, open a big gemara, it's a halal, it's a koin rom. The guy doesn't like it, then it's a move. Could join him in. If a person will go like this, this is the tzura to learn. About if you take a small gemara to the plane, after 2 minutes you fall asleep. From the good case, yeah? If a person has a nice gemara, sorry, not that I'll tell you, if you take a big gemara, you have to learn in the way, because that you feel so stupid. It's serious. Take a big gemara, I take with me alamol, you know, something I'll tell you. Just in case I get tired. Too hard to learn the sugya. The guy takes one safer and if he gets tired, mashumai mirachu. Was it mashumai mirachu? This is the tach. I say, if a person, when he goes to Ben Azman and he wants to be matzliach, he knows when he's going somewhere, he brings his gemara with him. He knows what gemara he's learning. He has a plan. He has an hour. He has a chavrusim. So he has a hamshochis. But his manim is mamshach. But his manim makes the hamshach of his man. The mitzius is when a person every day learns, every day, he's in a different level. He's in a higher level. Comes Pesach and he sits in the Seder. He feels a ben chayvim. He has a time to say over the agoda. It's an under the tzur. But if not, the person doesn't prepare himself for the Seder. So what he does, he's busy cleaning. And that basically what special means, cleaning is what to work, is what to do. The person can find himself in the end so schwach, so empty. I said, you stop one day in Tazveni, he becomes so empty. He becomes so empty and so schwach, and then he wants to be Oisik in the Geulah. There's no time. So I'm saying, in every Ben Azmanim, you have to say this Shmuz. But Ben Azmanim is Pesach. That is a choshev avoidah. It's a choshev avoidah doing Pesach. It's a yontifnike avoidah. So if a person prepares himself and makes himself ready, the siyata d'shmaya will have a tzlochah. We call it.